All right, so this is a meeting of the Pacific Affiliate Task Force on January the 16th, 2014. The time is 8:45 Eastern Time, and we're going to call the meeting to order. I'm going to ask for the Secretary, Teresa Allen, and I actually am the Chair of the Affiliate Task Force, Heather Gray, Affiliate Member on the Pacific National Board. I'm going to ask for Teresa Allen, Secretary of the Affiliate Task Force, to call the roll.
All right. Chandra Hoffman is excused, if you will give her an excuse absence. She is in rehab for a medical issue, and we wish her all the best. I talked to her earlier today. Is Cynthia Johnson on? I'm not hearing that. John Crumshaw? Not hearing
you,
John.
I think it would be easier to say who is here.
Well,
I think that's easier as well.
Okay, all right. Teresa Allen is here.
Heather Gray is here.
Heather, thank you, Heather.
Dina Colbert.
Thank you, Dina.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Thank you, Janice.
Ankine.
Ankine, hi. How are you, Ankine?
Hi. Thank you. You only spelled my name wrong.
No, I got you. Anyone else? And
Ursula Rudenberg.
Thank you, Ursula. Anyone else? Who just joined
the
call?
Just come on.
Serene.
Serene, welcome.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. All righty. Madam Chair?
Yes, thank you so much, Teresa. So we will now ask for an approval of the agenda. I hope everyone has seen the agenda. So are there any objections to the agenda or changes in the agenda?
I'm sorry, this screen, when was it sent out?
It was, well, I sent it out the first time the day before yesterday and did not notice that it did not, that I did not receive it. And then Ursula sent it out again today.
I don't think I sent out an agenda.
Well, it was the agenda.
I did get it from you, Ursula.
Agenda
was for December for 2013. It was, I think it was December or November. It wasn't for tonight.
Right, but I didn't get anything at all. Am I on the list that's being used?
I'll check and see, Serene. I'll check. Sometimes people get dropped off. I'll check.
I will send it again. You should have, you know, I don't, you know, check to see if I'm on there, because when I sent it out, I did not get it properly.
Okay, well, okay.
But it's an agenda.
So what I'd like to do, this is Heather, what I'd like to do, given the problem of some people not receiving it, I'm just going to read out the agenda.
Thank you.
So
great.
People know at least. So let me just do that. So we have in the agenda the call to order, the roll call, which we've done, an approval of the agenda, approve the minutes, affiliate coordinator report, welcome the new affiliate directors, response from the ED, or the request for the affiliate coordinator for a vision of the affiliates as a unit, discussion of vision for building a unit, report on program underwriting proposal, report on car donation program, the Pacific 65th anniversary, set the next meeting, and adjourn. So that's the agenda. It's a very ambitious agenda, I must say. But are there any objections to the agenda or additions to the agenda?
I would like to make an addition.
Well, so we have an addition, and is that you, Dina? Yes, your addition.
Well, I'd like clarification of the time of the meeting. I've been on the phone since almost 8 o'clock.
Oh, you have?
I noticed that there was a call for an executive session at 9:30, and then most people came on the call at 8:30. I don't know what time this meeting is supposed to be, and I would like clarification in writing, in the minutes, so that it's clear to everybody what we're doing.
I would like to respond to that.
the
yeah,
time.
Please go
can
ahead
I
and
finish
respond to that,
my additions,
yes,
please?
Oh, yes, go ahead, Dina. Thank you.
And the
go
other
ahead,
thing
Dina.
Is, since it's January, there's supposed to be elections for the chair and the secretary, and I would like it, rather than elections, I would like a discussion of officers and policy.
All right.
Heather, excuse me, Heather, this is Janice. Could you identify who was speaking? I have to admit that I'm not quite familiar with everyone's voice yet.
This
yes,
is Dina
I'm so glad
speaking.
I didn't know you were on. Yeah, I didn't know you were on, Janice. It's wonderful. So it was Dina Colbert who was speaking.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you done, Dina?
So, Teresa, did you want to respond to the time?
Yes. Last year we had all of our meetings at 8, and people requested that they be at 8:30. And I changed the because they said they were confused, that all of the other meetings were at 8:30. And I said I really wanted our meetings to stay at 8 because, really, we've been holding them at 8 Eastern for, about 7 years or 8 years. And but I changed development. And I thought I had not changed affiliates, but I went to KPFTX before this meeting, and it said the meeting was at 8:30. So that's why I came on late. And I don't care what we do, and I'm sure, Dina, you probably don't care what we do either, as long as it's consistent. And I'm very sorry. I just went by what was on KPFK and I mean KPFTX, and I guess maybe I had accidentally put it on it at 8:30 this time. So
yes, you did. This
I can
is Kim.
schedule the meetings going forward if you like, and just have the group decide what they want. I'm sorry.
This is Kim.
So
excuse
me, everyone. I'm assuming what we need to do is to put this on the agenda, actually, the time of the meeting, as Dina has requested. Is that right, Dina?
Yeah.
We need to put that on here somewhere. So this is kind of new business, I would say.
I will add that to the agenda.
Thank you. And then also a discussion about the selection of officers for the task force, right, or the chair of the task force and secretary, right?
Yeah.
The time of the meeting. And then
Heather?
The. Yeah,
Heather?
Who is that, please? This is
Ursula.
Ursula.
Okay, and
yeah.
Serena's still trying to get on the.
Yes, Ursula, go ahead.
Well, this is a question, two items.
I'm sorry if I'm talking over some.
Ursula, please go ahead. What we're trying to do right now is to have an approval of the agenda. So so if you're going to be addressing that issue, Ursula, does this have to do with the agenda?
Yeah, I wanted to ask whether there was an interest in talking about either the survey or the newsletter during this meeting.
Is that something you can offer in your report?
I don't think so.
So this would be a separate item about the survey?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can do it either way. I'm just asking.
So I'm sure people
yes,
would
I
like
think
to
both the
that,
survey and the newsletter should be on
the survey
agenda.
And the newsletter. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Survey and newsletter.
I'm sorry. This is Teresa. Did you just say you wanted me to add the survey and the newsletter as a separate item on the agenda, or
well,
on the
I'm thinking is that if this could be included in the affiliate coordinator report, is that possible, Ursula? And then people can
ask
questions or make comments. That's what I'm thinking would be best.
Whatever you want.
So
to
how about if we just do that? You include some kind of discussion about the survey in the newsletter, and then people can ask you questions or make comments while you're at the end of your report about that. Is that okay?
If that's what you want, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll include that in your affiliate director report, survey and newsletter. Okay.
Okay, Serene's still trying to be recognized?
Yes, Serene. Go ahead, please.
I said I had a question. Two questions, actually. So there is no executive session today, correct? Or is part of what you just read out supposed to be executive session?
I guess we need to have a discussion about that.
The only thing we need in the executive session is the approval of the minutes.
Right, just an approval of the minutes for the executive session. So I don't know. What's the pleasure of the task force? I mean, if we had an executive session, the only way that the minutes could be approved would be in the executive session, so Teresa's right on that. So we just wanted to move forward and have the approval of those minutes. I have a feeling that this call, given the agenda, will take a while. I would hope that we could get to the executive session to approve those minutes, hopefully, but I cannot guarantee that at this point.
My second question, is this call being streamed?
Yes, it's being streamed right now. We are already on the stream.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, do we have an approval of the agenda as edited, as changed? I have under new business, I don't know, Teresa, what you've done, but I have the time of the meeting, subsequent meetings, and also a discussion about the chair of the task force. I have that under new business, and the secretary of the task force.
Is
everyone okay with that?
I'm sorry, what did you just say, Heather?
I said I have under new business the time of the meeting and subsequent meetings, and also a discussion of the chair and the secretary of the task force.
And are you putting that, do you want that after the discussion of Pacifica's 65th anniversary? Is that what you want, when you want that item number, you want that to be item number 11?
New That's business? What I have it right now, yeah.
That'd be fine, great, thank you.
All right. So are there objections to the agenda as stated so far?
Heather, this is Janice. If I could just get a clarification before I make a statement. We are attempting to manage 11 or 12 items in 1 hour. Is that
it's
correct?
It's a lot, I know. It's exactly right. It's a lot. I understand it's a lot.
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
The reason we put the executive session at 1 hour after the meeting was that we didn't want to say that it was at 10 o'clock and then have the open session end at like 9 and then have people to come back on the phone for the executive session. So we timed the open session very, very optimistically. I really don't think we're expecting to get this done in 1 hour. We're just really intending to say that immediately following the open session, we will go into executive session just to approve those minutes. So I hope I didn't confuse you by suggesting that we could get this done in 1 hour.
All right, thank you. So I'd like to move forward with the agenda, if that's okay with everyone. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. So I hope you all received the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Teresa,
I
do you
move
want
that
to speak
we,
to the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes. This is Teresa.
All right, is there a second? Any objections? I know we don't use Robert's rules in these meetings, so
may
I get any
I'd
objections?
Like to- I'd like to repeat what minutes we're approving. The
Please,
October
go ahead,
3rd,
yeah.
October 3rd open session and October, I mean, sorry, December 21st open session. October
okay.
3rd and December 21st. And I've sent you
okay.
the draft minutes.
Yes, thank you so much. So are there any objections to approval of the minutes?
I don't object. I just need to abstain. I didn't get the minutes.
Okay, thank you. One abstention. All right, thank you so much. So the minutes are passed by the task force, and now we'll move into the affiliate coordinator report. So that was quick, right? Ursula?
Okay. Well, one of our affiliates just went on the air, KYAQ, in Oregon. They were an internet station until now. And I want to congratulate them for going on the air. They went on the air last week. And kind of just as an interesting fact, the manager there is also the former coordinator for, or I'm not sure what his title was, but manager for FSRM. So,
Who is that?
His name is Alan Searle.
Great, great. And what are the call letters again?
KYAQ.
Thank you.
And they're in Oregon.
I'm sorry, Ursula. Are you saying H is in Harry, Q is in Queen?
No, K-Y-A-Q. A is in Apple, Q is in Queen.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah. We're at the program. We're doing what we can to maintain stable relations with the affiliates. We're continuing to produce sprouts. We're processing contracts when possible. And there are a number of initiatives that I think are exciting that we've been working on. We finished conceptualizing and a proposal for the group underwriting with the help of Janice and the folks up in Minnesota, and are really ready to try it out if we're given approval to do so. And there's also a nice initiative that Otis suggested to me where we provide a streaming service to affiliates, which I think would be a great idea. And also, thanks to Matt Murphy at WERU, there's been another donation towards creating a music license for AudioPort, and I'd like to do that as soon as possible. And other than that, we're just standing by. We're the feedback I keep getting from other people in the organization is that there's so many problems right now that there's no time or place right now to deal with the various needs that we need to do to move forward. So we're standing by and, you know, ready to work when we can. It's pretty hard right now to conduct business, and I do have to say, in all honesty, as I think it's my responsibility as a staff person to you know, say if Pacifica really wants to have an affiliates program, we need to you know, to resolve how we can do business on a daily basis. Other than that, I don't know if some of you may have seen, I think Janice, thanks for your email. After many requests from Heather over a period of time, we did finally find time to make a summary of the affiliates survey so far, and I sent that. If you didn't get the notice of that, let me know, and I'll make sure. Serene, you probably didn't get it because you don't seem to be getting letters from the listserv. But we did make a pretty extensive analysis of so far what people have told us. It's only 29 stations, so it's a limited number. But one of the things I did too, Heather, was we outlined where the stations are, so you can start to get a sense of, you know, how to target stations mm-hmm. to get areas of the country that we haven't targeted yet with the survey. And, you know, the question is, does the task force want to continue completing the survey? I think it's good information. And one of the things that was interesting about the survey was that I think a significant number of the people, the really good thing about the survey was that despite, you know, a lot of difficulties right now, and the response in terms of how they felt about working with the affiliates program was overwhelmingly positive. The rapport is still there with everybody, or almost everybody.
And a significant number of people said they would be interested in interacting some way with the task force if there was a reason to do so. So that's interesting results. It's also a select group because it's the group people that responded. So, but still, it's I think it would be worthwhile for the task force to pick this up again and continue on some level. The other thing about the newsletter is that we did make a finished copy of the newsletter, and, you know, from our end, we've just been waiting to find out what the task force wants to do with it. And, you know, I had a talk with Dina about it, and she said that she felt I should be more active in helping the task force figure out what to do next regarding the newsletter. And so I'll accept that responsibility and, you know, meet you guys halfway if you really want to proceed with the newsletter. And I guess that's the end of my report. I'll answer any questions.
Thanks so much.
Heather suggested earlier that I describe the underwriting project more. I'm happy to answer any questions or, you know, tell you anything you're interested in.
Are there questions or comments of Ursula?
This is Janice. I have comments and a question.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ursula. Thanks for your report. I want to recognize how difficult it is to gather information from affiliates, from any member-based group. It's extremely challenging. And having 29 responses may seem insignificant. However, I think that it's worth noting for the minutes that I'm grateful, and I think the task force should be grateful for the information that we do have. I do agree that it would be, I agree with you, that it would be useful to continue to try to garner additional information from the other affiliates, and it may require some assistance from the members of this committee. In a recent process similar to yours, I found that making direct phone calls to two or three people in the course of a week and encouraging them to go online while I'm speaking with them to complete the form has been helpful. I just need to nudge, and it may require some assistance from us. And the joy of providing that assistance is that you get to meet someone else in community radio that you wouldn't necessarily come in contact with. So that's my comment about that. And then my question, Ursula, is more from the perspective of, I'm not sure how to phrase this, so I'm not going to try to cat around it. I'm not understanding why the overall circumstance of the foundation is preventing the affiliates program from moving forward with the underwriting program. Now, before you potentially mention the lack of accounting services to potentially meet some of the needs of that process, I'd like to propose that there are ways to still move that ahead, even if it requires maybe 2 or 3 hours of volunteer time of myself in the course of a month or some other best method practices to move it forward, because the more we wait, the longer it is that we will see results from a process that has very positive possibilities.
I'm almost 100% convinced that this would make money rapidly and well. What we would like to do is to make it a case study between now and the beginning of the... We have approximately half a year between now and the new billing cycle, the new contract cycle, and the ideal thing would be to use this time to do a pilot project so that by October this could be actually... We would have time to get feedback and if it worked out, to make it part of the regular contract. That would be the sane way to do it, you know, administratively. And I would really like to do that. I think this has such a high chance of success that I would really like to do this one. You know, in answer to your question, you know, I work in an organization. I have a superior, and I haven't been able to get it approved.
That's what's holding it back. Do I understand you correctly? Okay.
Yeah.
And did I understand that Summer is on the call?
No, she's not.
No, Summer's not on the call.
Okay. Okay. There's a lot of things right now
that really need to happen.
Okay. I'd like to continue to talk with you and anyone else who's interested in moving this forward. I believe that it has not only the potential to raise the value of the organization, but to also bring a level of positivity to the foundation that might be a breath of fresh air at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's very exciting.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Do we have any other questions or comments from Ursula's report?
I would like to know, Teresa, what specifically is the WERU gift to be applied to?
To license Audio Park for distributing music.
Okay.
He's actually contributed twice in 2 years for this purpose.
Okay.
This is Matt Murphy.
Are you working with...
It's Matt Murphy, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you working with Otis on that?
No, it doesn't involve... It's really a lawyer thing.
All right, thank you.
I mean, it will ultimately involve Otis, but it's really, at this point, it's a legal issue. He also did donate money towards the FSRN debt.
Okay. So I guess...
Okay.
This is Dina. I have several questions.
Yes, go ahead, Dina.
So I guess the first one is, where are we on getting a written response from Summer to the to what we sent Summer back in October or November? I don't know which month. Did we ever get a response?
Can I respond to that? Yeah, right. I was just talking with Summer this evening about this, and she was sending an email tonight. I mean, she was saying, please, for us to move forward and have this discussion about the development of a unit for the affiliate task force. But so she is sending that email, but she affirmed that. So
great.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
And so
I'm trying to think of the appropriate words. But anyway, she said to move forward on it, and she was sending an email out this evening, actually, because she knew the meeting was tonight. So, anyway, go ahead. You wanted to say something else along the line?
Yeah, I have two or three questions.
Go ahead, please.
Is there something that the Affiliate Task Force can do to support you in getting the underwriting program going?
You mean once we start?
No, now.
Now?
Is there something that the task force can do to support you in being heard so that you can make a presentation?
I think it would be wiser to direct that question at Heather. I don't think I can respond to that. I don't know.
Okay.
Heather? This is Teresa. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. I still have two or three questions. So
yeah, go ahead, Dina, please.
So, Heather, is there something that we in the task force should, could, whatever, do to support Ursula's need to get this up and running so that we as a task, so that she can do the job in a sane way so that it does present itself as something to be considered when the next contracts go out in fall of 2014?
You know, I really appreciate the question, and Ursula and I were having a bit of a discussion today about this, and I know we need to develop some kind of on our infrastructure so that we don't have these issues in the future. And it could be something that will stay in place even if there's a change of administration or whatever. As some of you all might know, I'm also, along with Janice, exceptionally interested in us moving forward on the underwriting project. Ursula and I have been talking about this for a few years now. So what I have suggested to Ursula is that, first off, you know, we need to have sort of a conference call with Summer to have some of this discussion about how we can move forward on some of this. But, you know, the other thing I need to say that I think if we're going to be having a discussion about the development of the task force being a unit of Pacifica, some of these issues need to be addressed in the discussion that we have about the development of this unit, I think. I'm just putting that out there as food for thought. So that it's an entity within itself so that it can function in that way without some of these problems that might take place in the event there are changes in the accounting office or whatever in the national office. So I cannot give a definitive answer on this. I'm just sort of talking about the process of why I need to say that I'm really thrilled that we will begin having a discussion about the development of the affiliate task force as a separate unit within the Pacifica network. So that's all I can say at this point. And I know that we're hopefully going to begin some of that discussion this evening, and we'll just move forward from there. But I need to tell you that in my discussion with Summer about some of this, you know, she has a very positive attitude about the affiliate task force and really appreciates the work of the affiliates. I mean, I hear this every time I'm talking with her. She understands this. It's a challenge just to make sure we have these things in place, right, so that it can be maintained over time.
Would inviting Summer to the next task force be a useful way of addressing many of these issues that we have been looking at since October? So it's October, November, December, January. It's 4 months. It'll be 5 months, and we still don't have certain answers.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea, Dina. I think that's a good idea. But I do think that one of the things, though, that's really important is that as a task force, we decide how to move forward and what we want to do. And certainly having Summer on one of these calls would be an excellent idea. Yes, I'm very
happy to hear that. We know how to move forward. We, you know, there's a PowerPoint presentation ready to move forward. The newsletter is ready to move forward. The survey we now have. We're ready to move forward, and there is not one inch to move forward into.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking primarily about the development of a unit. That's what I thought you were talking about, Tina. But, yes, all these other things are in place, too. I agree.
Point of procedure.
So the next question
I'm sorry,
is
can
the
you
newsletter.
Hello?
Is that Serene? Dina hasn't finished yet, so let's
I'm sorry. It's kind of an Dina, if you could just give me a moment. I just got a message that we're not being streamed. I thought I was told we are being streamed. So which is it?
Yeah, we were told that we were. Oda said that we were.
Okay.
So
we're
I'll check on that.
Well, I will call
Lisa,
Otis.
Could you call Otis and check on it, please? Yeah, that'd be great.
I will call Otis on my mobile and ask him what's up.
All right, thanks for saying that, Serene. I appreciate it.
He came on the line before you came on, Serene, and said that he was and said that. Remember, he made a little sound effect and said we would be on when it sounded like, and then we heard that noise and we figured we were being streamed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dina, your comments, please. Additional comments.
The comment is on the newsletter. The newsletter was formatted. There's a lack of communication that seems to be going on between what is the next step and what responsibilities are the task force taking to move the newsletter. The newsletter was an initiation by the task force, so it's our responsibility to see that it gets out on a monthly basis. The problem was we didn't have a layout. We didn't know, you know, so all of that's been done. And now it's just been sitting for a few months, and I asked Ursula what was going on, and that's how we got into a conversation of who's responsible. And so my question is, what are the next steps of the task force in seeing that the newsletter goes out in a timely way on a monthly basis, and that articles are written and affiliates are contacted for content, et cetera?
So, and thanks for that, but how do we decide this? I mean, I think those responsibilities are something that we all need to have a discussion about, decide how to move forward on this to make sure that it's done. I mean, I know we've had some discussion about this in the future, but probably not concrete responsibilities for various people to do this, I think. So that should be a discussion that we have as well, and really soon. So does anybody else have some suggestions on that, how we move forward on that?
I thought there was a committee for the newsletter, and that there seemed to be, and you were part of it, and there seemed to be a problem with the layout, and that was taking forever. So I initiated just getting a layout done, and I worked with Ursula and Chris on it, and Chris was very helpful and helped us with the layout. The layout was done like two or three months ago, and
no,
Diane wrote the initial article.
Right.
And it's just sitting there.
So
what I'm noticing as
this.
A comment is that the affiliates are great with ideas. We're great in initiating, and there's absolutely no follow-up.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a question for Dina.
So the last part was on the survey. Are we going to move and get more surveys done? Are we not? In other words, making a statement that the survey, there's now a report, is great. What are we doing with all of this work? The work of getting the survey done took almost a year's worth of work. Again,
it did,
it's
mm-hmm.
work, and then no follow-up.
Mm-hmm. So
I have nothing else to say tonight. I've said all I need to.
Dina, can you make any recommendations on what we do about this?
Yeah, we go back in and we follow up on each of these projects, and we do not take another project on without completing, learning how, maybe it's a learning curve. I'm not putting anybody down, but it's a learning curve of how do we follow up on projects that were initiated.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are always going to be some new people coming and others going, but how do we keep the continuum going on projects that were started that really have profound effects for the affiliate program?
If we had monthly contact
with our affiliates, wouldn't we have better communication systems with them so that they know we're working on their behalf, and if they have other issues they want to bring, they'd be more willing to bring them so that they know they have a voice?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the purpose of having the task force in the first place?
It absolutely makes sense. So does anybody else want to respond to this?
Heather, this is Janice. I'd like to, but I'd also like to ask whomever is having multiple activities in close proximity to their phone to please mute themselves because it's difficult to hear.
Yes, please mute your phones, everyone. So go ahead, Janice.
I just have a quick point of observation and would ask, with the items that you've just discussed, Dina, has there been any set responsibilities? Has Madam A and Madam B and Senior C signed up to be the point person on moving these forward? If not, then we will continually be in hold mode unless there's an assignment of responsibility. And Heather asked if there's a recommendation
That's my recommendation, that there be set responsibilities for the items that we are approving be activities of the unit, and that we be held as much as possible accountable for keeping them moving.
Teresa for the STAC.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
All right. Janice, I think that's an excellent idea. Thank you, Dina, for mentioning that. I guess I'm one of the guilty parties. I try to stay on top of what I agree to do. Maybe that I will be able to agree to do more things and take more of a leadership role. I've just kind of been secretary. And incidentally, I just noticed that my emails since December have not been going out with Yahoo Groups. And I have a message from Yahoo Groups that says, we are unable to deliver the message. Your email account has been bouncing emails. This means your emails sent to your account over several days have been returned. It could be because your mailboxes are filled up or because of configuration problems. And it asked me to reset. So I'm not even sure that the message, which I sent to Heather in December, from our December 21st letter, because I CC'd the group on it. And obviously I'm looking, I'm seeing returned items when I've sent out minutes, for example, because I sent them out yesterday and I sent them out again today. Serene, I just sent you specifically the minutes. So I had not even realized it. I don't know what's the problem with my Yahoo groups. I think I asked Ursula about this one time before. So going back, I did also just talk to Otis, and he said he was listening and was not aware that there was any problem with the stream. He is checking it again. And back to the item that Dina and Janice brought up, I would be happy now to take the items that we have just discussed from the report, or we could have an item at the end called action items and list the people that would be in charge of following up on various projects that we take on.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of which is the survey, one of which is the following up on the issue of the unit, the discussion of unit and perhaps strategic planning, and the other one is underwriting, for example, and the other one is the newsletter. So,
and the newsletter. So, should we have a discussion about who should head up the first one? The first item was what, Teresa? The survey.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah. should we identify someone who could follow up? And I think that would probably require talking with Ursula about this and how we follow up on this. So is that's what you're recommending,
well,
Teresa? I think it's a good idea.
Point of information.
I would do that. I would take on that task for this year.
Okay.
So for the survey.
Yes, I would.
Okay, great. Great. Okay.
Just to add to that, Teresa,
mm-hmm.
We were assigning 4 or 5 affiliates to people who were willing to do the surveys, and there were a number of new people on the affiliate task force who said they wanted to go to a training. Ursula and I were at the training, and nobody showed up.
Yeah.
For the training.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So to answer Janice, was there anybody, you know, was A accountable for something and didn't do it? The answer is yes.
Well, I can only say that moving forward, I would try to stay on top of this, and I agree that I will supervise the issue of the survey as best I can. And then, you know, if I'm not doing it, you can ask me to report next month and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, that's great.